Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Oh, what's up, Kyle? How are things going, man?
Good. I mean, you know, I hope they're good. I mean, I guess we'll find out.
They're good, man. They're good. We can feel it. Very good. Very good. Let's talk about Rebecca, since that's what you're doing here today. We're trying to shore things up.
It is Rebecca.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to, like, make something cool happen for her, I guess. I mean, like, I think at this point, this is, like, the best shot that I've got, like, with my idiot mouth, and I don't know.
Okay, so is this what we're doing? I'm hoping you know what you said, at least. That'll make it easier.
That's important.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know exactly what I said. Like, I mean, I don't know the exact words that I use. I mean, I think I know, like, the general issue of what's going on.
You got the gist.
Okay.
I mean, I just want to call her, you know? I want to call her, and I'm hoping it's an easy yes, and I just kind of want us to move on from this.
Right. But, well, hang on. At least give us a heads up. Like, what are we up against here?
Well,
Is it that bad, Kyle? like, can you really not say or tell us what it is? Because
yeah.
I don't know if you've ever listened to this before, but just offering a free date to people is generally not some miracle cure-all.
No, like, quite the opposite is our record reflects.
Uh-huh.
No. Yeah, no, I mean, I know what you mean. I mean, it's not bad. Like, it's really not. Like, I just don't have a lot of history with her, you know? Like, one conversation at this point, like, I mean, that's going to carry a lot of weight. Like, Christ, like, we've only known each other, like, what, like, twice?
Okay, so twice, this was a legit first date, then, is what we're talking
about. Yeah, basically. Like a bunch of us went out to do, like, oyster bake, and, like, the group just of people that we had just kept getting bigger and bigger. Like, we ended up meeting up with friends, and then friends of friends, and then that's where I ran into Rebecca.
Right.
And, like, we kind of, like, walked around together. Like, we had some food, we got some drinks, and then we had a pretty great time. But, like, I don't know. I felt like I was spent before I even got out of there, like, end of the week and all that. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
okay. Yep.
Like, what was cool, though, was we'd been talking about Rocket League, and we're both pretty into the game, and she invited me back to her house to, like, to play and stuff.
Like, the game?
Yeah, like, or you know?
Well, I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was hoping for both. But, like, no. Like, I think she was really just interested in playing the video game. Like, maybe throwing a pizza in the oven or something. But, like, you know, like, nothing crazy. So, anyway, we got back to the cars, and she shoots me over her address. And then, like, I don't know. I was just kind of surprised, I guess. Like, everything was just kind of surprising.
Okay.
From then on,
well,
like,
can we ask what was so dang surprising? Or,
I mean, I'd never seen, like, a house, like, not a girl's house, at least. That, like, okay, what is it that girls say now on TikTok and so, like, a guy gives them serial killer vibes,
well, don't say that
or something like that? Like, that's what I got. But, like, with Rebecca.
The outside of, like, her house?
Yeah, like, you have arrived at this conclusion fairly quickly.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like an older house. Like, it didn't look, like, run down or, like, lived in, whatever. But, like, I mean, if you told me that there were, like, dudes squatting in there, like, I wouldn't have asked questions. Like,
okay.
I mean, I probably made some kind of, like, offhanded comment or something. I mean, I obviously meant it as a joke, but, like, she had just moved into this house, and, like, some of it was out of her control, like, architectural stuff,
sure,
and all that.
Sure.
But, like, the rooms, they were just really oddly put together. It's just things didn't really, like, make a lot of sense. it created like this really weird, funky aesthetic. And I don't know, I was a few drinks in, and whenever I drink, I tend to not have the ability to keep my mouth shut.
Okay.
And so she got this look through. I couldn't really tell at first if she thought it was funny or if like I was just inadvertently being just this massive, you know what I mean?
So, I'm guessing you haven't heard much from her since. We kind of know the answer to that one.
So has it been zero communication between the two of you or like?
No. I mean, we've like texted a bit back and forth. It's a little one-sided. She hasn't been overly chatty, but like that's kind of why I'm here. I'm hoping you guys can kind of turn this thing around and get things back on track.
Yeah, that is always the goal. Let's call Rebecca and work our way through this. We'll talk to her coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Kyle and Rebecca met at Oyster Bake. Man, so much happens at Oyster Bake. Love connections. I almost had a baby there a few years ago.
It's a beautiful thing.
And they really hit it off. They found out they both play a game.
Yes, Rocket League. Was that what I heard?
Yeah, thank you. So she invites him back to her place. They're gonna go do that.
And maybe more. Else.
But he really couldn't get past her house.
It's at her house. I mean, it sounded like he was talking about, I hate to call it this, it sounds trap house vibes. But I don't want to, again, she just moved in and did whatever. And yes.
He said he gets a little mouthy, so I think he just needs to apologize, honestly.
Yes.
Let's line her up so he can do so. Hey, is this Rebecca?
Yeah, I'm Rebecca. Who's calling?
Hey, Rebecca, we're Frito and Katie from Y100, and we're reaching out today because someone signed you up for this amazing date night package that we like to give away. So you would get to pick everything you want to do for it, okay? Totally free. We'd pay.
You pay? Like, you would pay? Why is it not, like, definite?
Well, the date, you know, the package, sort of conditional, Rebecca, to an extent, at least, to get it. You have to go on the date with the gentleman who entered you to win it in the first place.
It's
Kyle. The person is Kyle.
Oh, Kyle.
Yes, Kyle. How do you feel about Kyle?
Is that like a total requirement here or?
Yeah,
kind of.
Okay, for what it's worth, we do have it on good authority that whatever it is he said that like obviously upset you, like he didn't mean it. Okay. Like it, I know it's a house, it's a sensitive subject, but like, is there any way you can just look past it? Is it one of those things?
I mean, I just kind of thought it was a weird reaction is all. I mean, come on. Like you don't say that with a woman you're trying to, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, true. Rebecca, like, look, I'm sorry. Ugh. Like that's all I can really say. I just, like, hand to God, like, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I kind of got, like, uncomfortable. And when I'm uncomfortable, I tend to make really bad jokes. And that's all they were, I promise. Like, I wasn't trying to offend you or anything like that. Like,
of course he's on the phone. Okay. All right.
Correct.
Okay. Kyle. Well, I'm not a moron. I could tell you were totally uncomfortable, but I just don't really understand why. I mean, like you got super weird on the couch. You looked like scared almost. Like your eyes were just kind of darting all over the room. And I don't know. A serious question though. Have you not ever seen a mount before?
A mount? Rebecca, like, be real. Like, how many heads did you have on that wall?
Mounts. Okay.
18, and so what? So you're not a hunter. I mean, I didn't think you were a hunter, but, like, why the, like, genuine concern? You know they're not going to come back to life and get you or anything, right? So why did that throw you so much?
Real quick, we are talking about, like, the trophies, right? Just so I'm clear, like, your wall has 18 yes. different... How big is this wall?
Where is this wall? Because that's impressive.
Well, the space has really tall ceilings, and yeah, I just didn't want to leave them empty. And it's my living room, so I got that set up first.
Oh.
Yeah, but like, what about the box that's labeled Skulls Miscellaneous? Like, was that like skull box to like stay in the room next to the kitchen? Or like, did you have like other plans for it? like contents, you know?
Kyle, you're something else, man. I can't believe that this bothers you so much. I mean, seriously, how long have you been living here in Texas? Yeah, I hunt with my family all the time. So yeah, I have skulls, horns, heads, you name it, you know, I've killed it. Probably stuffed somewhere. I don't know.
She's a
I don't think you can say like, this is like a hunter thing, you know, like, I mean, I've got friends who like hunt religiously and they don't do like all that. Like, do you even know how many animals you've killed? Like that's 20, but what else? Like, how many others? Like, hundreds? Can you even remember? Oh. And, like, why do they need to be decor? Like, why are they such a priority? I mean, you barely have your dishes unpacked, but your first instinct moving into this house is to put heads all over the wall.
Like, yeah, you just don't get it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't get it. Like, you make chili out of thing, and, like, you just move on. Don't, like, cut off its little head and memorialize it. Like, I mean, yeah, I'll give you one or two. Like, dude, I'll go as high as five. Like, I mean, I've seen bars with five and, like, wow. It's still aesthetic. But, like, with that many anything on your wall, I mean, I think most people are going to react in some kind of way. I mean, like I did. Yeah. Like, it's kind of, like, freaky. I mean, it's, like, no longer a hobby at that point. Like, with, like, that many on your wall, like, that's the point of it becoming, like an obsession.
Okay. All right, dude. Okay, whatever you say. And, like, you didn't even get to see the good stuff, the exotics. Those don't come out till later.
What?
You know what? You're not going to be able to handle those either. You're such a baby. Whatever.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, guys, I'm just going to take the L on this one. Like, I'm sticking with those serial killer vibes that I'm getting. Like,
are you?
I mean, if killing cats is a sign, then this has to be one too. Okay. Like, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry for wasting your guys.
This
got really, really
that.
Weird. Really, hello. Really bad.
No worries. Like, we're glad to have y'all on. Way to keep your head. That's
yeah.
That's a great. Thank y'all.
Yeah. Thanks.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.